11, Battle Creek, Michigan, Wednesday, March 11th, 1891. The date given in the diary is not clear. I awakened in the morning with a decided impression that I should go into the minister's meeting and bear the message which the Lord had given me at Salamanca, New York, in our 3 months' tour. I went into the meeting and bore the testimony given of God in the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God. I told them the Lord had opened before me many things. In the night season, my guide said, "Follow me." I was taken to a council of men, where a zeal and an earnestness were manifest, but not according to knowledge. One held up the sentinel, and then made remarks entirely contrary to the principles of our faith. The particulars of this are given in my diary of 1890. While these particulars are recorded in Ellen White's diary of 1890, they were not all written out in that year. She apparently was not able to recall certain key aspects of the Salamanca vision until the very night when the meeting she was shown in that vision took place. Some years earlier, she had written, "After I come out of vision, I do not at once remember all that I have seen. Sometimes the things which I have seen are hid from me after I come out of vision, and I cannot call them to mind until I am brought before a company where the vision applies. Then the things which I have seen come to my mind with force. I am just as dependent upon the Spirit of the Lord in relating or writing a vision as in having the vision. It is impossible for me to call up things which have been shown me unless the Lord brings them before me at the time that He is pleased to have me relate or write them." Spiritual Gifts 2, 292-293. The message given made a deep impression on all those present. Brother Ballinger, deeply affected, arose and said, "I was in that council meeting which was held last night until a late hour, and Sister White has described it accurately. The very words she says she heard spoken were spoken last night. I was on the wrong side of the question, and now take my position on the right side." His testimony was well wet down with tears and humble confession. I was greatly astonished. I thought that this meeting had been held at the time it was presented to me. My soul is exceeding troubled. The publishing institutions are receiving a mold that is not after the similitude of God.